for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
And we welcome you in here on 92.1 KMZA, also streaming online on the always free mscsports.net as we bring you week 8 of the high school football season. It's the final week of regular season play with the playoffs beginning next week. Tonight we got a matchup inside the Twin Valley League as the number one team in 8-man Division 2. The Axtell Eagles at 7-0 invade Onega to take on the Buffaloes, who are 4-3. A very good Friday night to you alongside Kirk Kilman back in studio. I am Brandon Tadman. Thank you for tuning in for another week of high school football here on Kansaland Radio. Well, both of these teams have secured spots in the postseason next week. Axtell looking to continue their cruise as they have been dominant from week number one. The Eagles getting a monster win last week, and that stayed true. 64-16, a blowout win over Wetmore. Again, improving to 7-0. Onega, after starting the year 0-3, they have won their last four. And during that stretch, they're averaging 64 points per game, and they hung 70 in a big win over Blue Valley last week. Both of these teams have secured spots, as I mentioned, in the postseason. Axtell has secured the district title. Onega and Hanover are battling right now for the 3 and 4 spots in 8-man Division II District Number 3. So a good one on tap for you tonight as it's number one Axtell and Onega. Coming up here on our pregame show, you'll hear my conversations with both head coaches. You'll hear Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler first, and then you'll hear my chat with Ben Coulterman, the head coach of the Buffaloes. We got Axtell and Onega tonight here on KMZA. Our pregame continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Pleased to be joined by Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler as the Eagles are in Onega to take on the Buffaloes in our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA. Big win last week, coach, over Wetmore, 64-16. What were some of the big takeaways from that game?
Well, I thought our kids played, extremely well. We, took the ball offensively and marched right down the field and scored in about four or five plays. And then on our first, defensive possession, well, they fumbled and we picked it up and ran back to the 2-yard line and then their next offensive plays, we called another fumble and pick it up and literally 2 minutes into the game, we were up 20-0. So, I was proud of the way our kids played and how they came out with the energy and we continue to get better every week.
Despite an undefeated record to this point, are there some things you'd still like to improve on as we're hitting that postseason run?
Well, that's a great question. We're always trying to get our kids better in every aspect and honestly, a lot of our freshmen last week never even practiced because they had a COVID outbreak in our school. We had one kid get it, so they were quarantined for a little while until we got things straightened out. So, one thing is I don't think our kids are in very good shape yet. If you can believe that, we got them back into conditioning shape yesterday or tried to, and they were tired. And I think they realized where 1 week without practice is kind of like lifting weights, set you back a little ways. And so, we haven't played too many full-length games, and I think that'll affect us, in the long run when we get to playoffs where we play those games. So, we need to improve shape-wise. We still got kids that are making some mental mistakes. It might not look that way, but when you study film, there are definitely mistakes that need to be fixed, just because our score, we win big, doesn't mean that we're not making mistakes. So, there's situations where our kids need to get in the right spot on the field. you know, whether it's pass coverage or, you know, if we're blitzing, you know, defensively to, you know, get in the right spot that way as well.
The district title already locked up, so your spot in the postseason is set. But how important is this game tonight to win to keep that momentum going into the playoffs next week?
Well, you're right. Onega will give us one heck of a test. You know, their record is not any indication of how good of a team they are. They have some superior athletes on that field that, you know, can run the ball and will flat run you over if you're not ready for that. So, you know, we need to continue to, you know, get better. Like you said, you know, one of our goals is, you know, undefeated season and you know, we can't do that with a loss on Megan. You know, they're a predominantly run team and we need to try to really focus on, you know, slowing that run game down and you know, they do a great job of blocking, and the running backs run extremely hard. And if you don't tackle low, we'll flat knock you over.
When you look at this Buffaloes team, they've won four straight. In that stretch, they're putting up over 60 points per game. What are a few keys to slowing down their offense tonight?
Well, you know, it's kind of like I said, we definitely need to tackle these guys low. You know, they run hard. they do a little misdirection where you need to, you know, focus on both running back to do a little, you know, trap action and cross buck stuff that kind of confused you a little bit. So, you know, you need to stay assignment sound on you know, where our linebackers need to be and you know, our defensive ends need to, you know, have a great game. They, you know, will toss sweep it outside, and then when you're not ready for that, they'll run it up in the middle on you. So they're you know, like I said, a predominantly run team and well-coached, and obviously, you know, they do a great job at it. Like you said, their three losses are, you know, against very good teams, and you know, they had success offensively running the ball against those guys. So, you know, we need to stay assignment sound defensively if we want to try to slow them down.
That is Eric Detweiler, head coach of Axtell, joining us here on the pregame show. We'll come back and talk with Buffalo's head coach Ben Coulterman after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State online program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
Now joined by Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman as his Buffaloes look to pull an upset tonight to end the regular season over number one Axtell. Started the season 0-3, but have won four straight since then. It's been a great turnaround. Both sides of the ball have been really, really good. What's been the difference during this turnaround?
Well, I mean, you take away the Clifton Clyde game, and we really haven't played bad football all season, really. The Clyde game, I just felt I didn't do a very good job of getting us ready and prepared for that game, but, you know, really the last games, you know, the rest of the way after that game, we played pretty solid football.
The offense averaging over 60 points per game here in the last four. Seems like the offense might be where it wants to be as we're coming down the home stretch here.
Yeah, we think so. You know, obviously, you know, we do what we do. We like to be physical up front. We try to establish the run, and then we'll take whatever the defense will give us to.
Axtell and Frankfort finishing first and second in this district. You guys and Hanover are battling for that 3 and 4 spots right now. How are you relaying the importance of this game to your team throughout prep this week?
Well, it's kind of the same approach we take every week. This is the most important game of the season is this week, and that's how we coach, and that's our approach every week, and it doesn't change this week. You know, I mean, yeah, we want to win. The third spot's better than the fourth spot, so we're going out, and we're going to try to win this ball game.
Axtell's been dominant all season long. What's been the impressive part about that, or the most impressive part about what you've seen from Axtell to this point?
I mean, yeah, where do you start? They do everything good. Prolific offense. The Detweiler kid is a great player, extremely competitive. And then across the board, they all seem to play with a very high motor, you know, pursuit on defense. The guys up front are gritty and tough and can get the job done each and every week.
What are going to be the keys to get a win tonight?
Well, we can't make any mistakes. You know, that's the number one thing. No We got to take care of the ball. We can't have penalties. Those kind of things. We're going to have to play a really good ball game.
That's Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman joining us here on the pregame show. We'll head live to the field and get you set for kickoff between Axtell and Onega. That's coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Tonight's podcast brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Kirk Hillman back in studio on the ones and twos. I'm Brandon Tadman. We are in Onega tonight as the Buffaloes have the number one team in the state. The Axtell Eagles in tonight to wrap up the regular season portion of the schedule. Eagles again 7-0, and they have dominated the last three against the Buffaloes. They have outscored Buffalo in the last three games, 176-40. Last season's win for Axtell was 68-26. It's been quite the turnaround for the Buffaloes. Started the season 0-3 with losses to Clifton, Clyde, Hanover, and then an overtime loss at Frankfort. But since then, they have rolled. Lynn, their victory was 68-12. They beat Wetmore 60-12. They beat St. John's Tipton 58-36. And then last week at Blue Valley, they hung up 70 in a 70-26 victory. Again, both of these teams locked up in postseason play. Axtell already the district champs. Onega is battling with Hanover for the third spot. If Hanover wins tonight against Wetmore, they will have that number three spot if Axtell is able to get the win here against the Buffaloes. If the Buffaloes spring the upsets, and if Wetmore can get past Hanover, that could put Buffalo, or the Buffaloes, in the three spot in this class, eight-man D2 District 3. So obviously, still plenty on the line for both of these teams. However, both already locked up in the postseason. With Axtell, of course, they have their sights set on something much bigger than a district championship. Let's get you a matchup to watch tonight. And I want to go with the quarterbacks here. These are two very, very good, talented quarterbacks. We'll start with Axtell. It's Isaac Detweiler. He has 36 total touchdowns to just two interceptions this year. 18 on the ground, 18 through the air. He's averaging over 118 passing yards per game. He rushes for over 85 yards per game. And it has been a very, very prolific offense for Axtell, averaging nearly 57 points per game. And Detweiler, the junior, completing 74% of his passes. That is absolutely incredible. He is 52 of 70 passing this season. The Buffaloes have a great quarterback themselves, another junior, the 6'1", 195 pounder. That is Zach Fisher, who has over 1,000 yards rushing and 19 touchdowns. He has thrown for over 310 yards as well, with six passing touchdowns. Him, along with Riley McGinnis, the senior running back who's just shy of 1,000 yards, those two have combined for 35 of the Buffaloes' 36 rushing touchdowns this season, and both are top 20 in eight-man D2 for rushing yards so far. And Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Still got a few minutes until the opening kick. We'll hang tight with you here as the coin toss is about to take place. The captains for the Buffaloes, Zach Fisher, Jason Abbott. And also Riley McGinnis, Isaac Detweiler, Owen Strothman, Ian Scala, and Evan Bussing, the four captains for the Eagles. Out of midfield right now. Shaking hands, and now the white cap relaying instructions for tonight's game. Again, our game sponsor is Peru State College, peru.edu. It's Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. We do got some great games across our airwaves here in Northeast Kansas. 103.9 KNZA will be the Hiawatha-Sabetha contest. That one also on the Sabetha channel as well at mscsports.net. A good one on CARE 93.7. That's Jeff County North at Jackson Heights. Plenty of district implications for that one as well. And then Holton Jeff West on the Holton channel. Again, on the always free mscsports.net. And, of course, here, 92.1. Whether you got us on the radio or streaming online at mscsports.net. Again, a good one here in 8-man D2 with Axtell, the number one team in the state, taking on the Buffaloes. Axtell has won the toss, and they are going to receive. So not something you see a lot these days. Usually, more times than not, the team that wins the toss defers to the second half. But Axtell won the toss, and they took the ball. So Eagles will start on offense first. Buffaloes will start on the defensive side. And again, it starts with the junior quarterback, Isaac Detweiler. 87 carries for 596 yards and 18 touchdowns. He is 52 of 70 passing for 825 yards, 18 more scores, and just two interceptions. So 36 total touchdowns, just two INTs in seven games this season. Certainly All-State-like for Isaac Detweiler. And the more impressive part for Axtell is they don't have a lot of seniors. A lot of these contributors are freshmen and juniors, and their backfield of Eli Brocksterman and Brandon Schmelsley are both freshmen. So this is a team that is certainly going to be dangerous for years to come. Moments away from the opening kick, it is the road white tops for Axtell. Blue pants, blue numerals and lettering, they're trimmed out in red. And it is the dark brown tops, dark brown pants for Onega. They got white numerals and lettering. They're trimmed out in their burnt orange with Buffaloes on the helmet. Again, thanks for tuning in here tonight. It's going to be Jason Abbott to kick this one away for the Buffaloes. Two teams wanting to gather momentum heading into the postseason. Axtell wants to remain the number one team and finish off the undefeated district and TBL titles. Good crowd on hand and not too chilly so far. Nice fall evening here in Onega. Abbott's getting set to kick this one away from right to left. And it's going to be Brandon Schmelsley, the freshman, back to receive, standing inside his own 10-yard line. And this one is underway, and Onega's going to try a fake onside kick, and it's recovered near midfield quickly by the Eagles. It's Sawyer Dieters who jumped on it at the 39-yard line. So they came in with a kind of some trickeration there. And it did not work, as now Axtell has great field position. First and 10. Axtell moving from left to right. Opening drive of the ball game. Detweiler, the quarterback, stands in the gun. It's going to be Schmelsley here on a pitch to the near side. He has the corner, gets past midfield to the 35-30. Breaking some tackles, gets to the 20, and finally down at the 14-yard line. A gain of 27 out of the gate for Brandon Schmelsley. And just like that, Axtell in business. 27-yard pickup down to the 14-yard line. Actually, they credit down to the 13, so it's a gain of 28 for Brandon Schmelsley. First and 10 at the 13-yard line. Just getting going, 30 seconds in. Man in motion from right to left. And then there is a fumble. There is a fumble at the line of scrimmage. And I think Onega might have jumped on it. And they did. A huge turnover forced by the Buffaloes. After a play of 28 yards, it's a turnover for Axtell. They do not turn it over often. And that time, that is a costly, costly fumble here early in this game, as Onega will take over first and 10 at their own 14-yard line. So now we get to see Zach Fisher, the 6'1 junior quarterback. Got a pause in the action here. The officials are huddled up right over the line of scrimmage. So after one play, 28 yards, Axtell in the red zone quickly. A botched exchange from Detweiler on an end-around. Ball went on the turf, and it was quickly scooped up by the Buffaloes. So they take over first and 10. Here is Zach Fisher. They're going to run an option right. Keeps it himself, finds the edge. Maybe a couple, but a flag is thrown near the line of scrimmage. So this one might be coming back. Looks like he got no gain on the play. It is going to be a hold against the Buffaloes offensive line. So a quick penalty for the Buffaloes, and they're going to be backed up. So they're going to go back to the 5-yard line. So first and 10 at the Buffalo 5-yard line. They got a long way to go to the end zone. First down and roughly 18, maybe 19 to go. First and 19, we'll call it. Far side hash. Fisher this time under center. Rocking the old school linebacker neck pad. I love it. He fakes the handoff and is going to keep it himself. He broke one tackle but didn't break the second tackle. And down he goes. No gain on the play. He actually lost a yard. Evan Bussing in on the stop. Made a good open field tackle. And it's a loss of one for Fisher. Now, second down and 20 from the 4. Casey Myers checking in late for the Buffaloes offense. Just over a minute into the game, no score. Axtell turning it over on their second play of their opening drive. First play for Onega was a holding penalty, and now they're sitting at second and 20 from their own 4. A rare pass. Fisher here to the near side, and it's incomplete. Near the 20, intended receiver was Myers and Schmelzley in on the coverage. So now third and 20 for the Buffaloes offense at their own 4-yard line. This Buffaloes team averaging nearly 45 points per game, 344 yards of total offense, and majority of that is on the ground. 298 of the 344 yards are done via the ground game. Let's see what they have dialed up here. Third and 20 from their own 4. Not quite 90 seconds in, no score. Fisher will be under center. He's going to fake a toss left, and it's going to keep it himself over the right guard, and he'll get a few out to the 10, maybe the 11-yard line for a gain of 7. He gets a little bit of it back, but it's going to be fourth and long, and it's going to be a punt situation for the Buffaloes. So the Eagles defense holding strong after the early turnover. And it'll be 4th and 13 from the 11-yard line. And Jason Abbott, who does the kicking duties, will also do the punt duties as well. Isaac Detweiler standing at midfield. Good snap, plenty of time. Gets this one away. It's a low line drive kick to the far sideline. Takes a good Onega bounce. It's going to be picked up by Detweiler at the 33. Gets to midfield and then hops out of bounds far sideline. Maybe shy of the Onega 35. It's down at the 36-yard line. And that is where the Eagles will take over. First down and 10. So, again, good field position once again. And Onega territory at the 36-yard line. No score, 9:42 left to go, first quarter. Onega has dominated, or I should say Axtell, correction, has dominated the last three in this series. They won big last year over the Buffaloes. Detweiler, a fake down the middle of the field, and it's dropped what would have probably been a touchdown. Evan Bussing, the junior, was wide open, streaking over the middle of the field, and it goes right through his hands incomplete, and it brings up second down and 10. Boy, that is one if you're a receiver, you certainly dream about having that one over again. Right through the hands. It was a perfect throw from Detweiler. Second down and 10 at the Buffalo's 36-yard line. Get a rare incompletion for Detweiler. Certainly not his fault. He's in the gun standing at midfield. They run an option here to the near side. Cuts it up himself, and he'll get walloped at the 35. Maybe a yard or two, that's about it. He'll get one. McGinnis in on the stop. He'll give him a short two. We'll call it second down, or correction, third down and a long 8. So big chance here for Buffalo's defense. Third down and 8, just inside the 35 of the Buffaloes. Detweiler back to pass, throws it here to the near side. It's caught, a first down and more. He's at the 15, he's at the 10, and then ripped down near the goal line, and he's going to be out of bounds inside the 5 at the 3. It's Grady Bussing on the pitch and the catch. It's a gain of 32 yards, and it sets up first and goal for the Eagles. Grady Bussing, the sophomore, his 13th catch of the year. And it sets up first and goal at the 3. 8:57 to go first quarter. Eagles looking to strike first. Detweiler in the gun. Eli Brockstrom in the freshman in the backfield. Quarterback keeper. And then he pitches it here late to the near side. And Brockstrom is in. Touchdown. A delayed option. And Detweiler was going down. About halfway there, he decides to pitch it. Brockstrom walked it in from there. 8:50 to go first quarter. Axtell on the board with a 6-0 lead. Brockstrom, his fourth rushing touchdown of the year. That one good from 3 yards out. Looks like they will go for two. Trying to make this an 8-0 game. 3 wide sets. Brockstrom in the backfield. Detweiler takes the snap. Play fake. Throws it into the end zone, and that one is caught. 2-point conversion is good. Schmelzley in on the reception. 8:50 to go. First quarter. Axtell strikes first. They lead here at Onega. 8-0. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
KMZA.
Didn't take long for the Eagles to bounce back after a turnover early. A 44-yard touchdown drive capped off by a 3-yard touchdown run by Eli Brockstrom. 2-point conversion was successful. The Axtell Eagles an 8-0 lead here at Onega with 8:50 to go in the opening quarter. Great games across our airwaves, of course. Don't miss the KMZA weekly locker room chats as well, Wednesdays and Thursdays at 5:30. Of course, we'll have another round for you next week as playoff football will be here. So Onega had to punt on their opening drive. They were backed up deep into their own territory. And Axtell took advantage of some pretty good field position. As Detweiler kicks this one, looked like kind of a shank, and Buffaloes are just going to fall on it. Inside the 30, it's going to be at the 27-yard line. So the Buffaloes take over first and 10 for their second drive here in the opening quarter. Now trailing Axtell 8-0. Axtell's defense has been really good as well. They're giving up just 13 points per game. So back to work is Zach Fisher. First and 10 at the 27. Moving from right to left. He'll take the snap. And a give over the left guard out of the I formation. Forward progress maybe 2. As McGinnis had the carry. Good pursuit up front. It is a 2-yard pickup from the 27 to the 29, second down and 8. McGinnis leading the team in carries. He's just shy of 1,000 yards, needing just 28 yards tonight to surpass the 1,000-yard mark. And him and Fisher are both in the top 20 in 8-man D2 in rushing yards this season. So two very, very productive players for the Buffaloes. Second down and 8 at the 29. Fisher this time in the gun. Takes a low snap, simple quarterback keeper, letting his blockers get there, bouncing it to the outside, and a very good run, and he's going to be spun down near the first down stick across the 35. We'll see where they mark him out. Thrown into the Axtell sideline. Eli Brockstrom in on the stop. He might be shy on the first down. The stick got knocked and bent over. Now they're having to fix that real quick. It looks like he got to the 36 or the 37, so maybe a yard shy still of the first down, but a good pickup and good patience on that run waiting for his blocks. So it is going to be third and short for the Buffaloes, but now they're working on the first down stick over there on the far side. It got bent up a little bit after he was swung down into it. So it was enough. Never mind. It looks like the mark is good enough for a first down out to the 37-yard line. So it's an 8-yard pickup there for Fisher. So a fresh set of downs for the Buffaloes. Now 3 carries, 14 yards here early for the junior quarterback, Zach Fisher. 7:55 to go first quarter. Axtell an 8-0 lead. Have already clinched the district title. Their spot in the postseason is set, but opponent still to be determined. Buffaloes will be in the postseason as well, but they're going to be on the road. Fisher takes the snap, and that might have been a botch play, and he is drilled in the backfield. Sawyer Dieters in on the stop, the sophomore. He's going to lose a couple back to the 35. It'll bring up second down and 12. Sawyer Dieters had 3.5 tackles for loss coming into this one tonight. He adds another one there for a loss of 2. Second down and 12 at the 35 for the Buffaloes. Ball between the hash marks. Eye set. Fisher under center. Takes the snap. Fakes to the fullback. Gives to the running back McGinnis left side. Forward progress will give him 3 to the 38. And that's it. Spun down. Went into the hole hard, but it now brings up third down and 9. Just the second carry for McGinnis. Third down and 9 at the between the 37 and the 38. As it's Casey Myers running in late to get the play into Fisher and company. They will bring Myers here wide left to the near side. Fisher's going to be in the gun. McGinnis sidecar right. Another receiver is split to the far side as well. That's Jason Abbott. And they're going to give it to McGinnis, and not sure what the offensive line was doing, because by the time McGinnis had it, he was drilled in the backfield by about 4 white jerseys. And that 3-yard gain is quickly lost for another loss, this time of 3. And now 4th down and 12 for the Buffaloes at the 35-yard line. And now the Buffaloes will punt it for a second time here in the opening quarter. Just under 6 minutes to go. Clock on the move. 8-0 Axtell, forcing another punt by the Buffaloes. Abbott's kind of a low snap, but has some time. Gets it away. Line drive kick. Bouncing in front of Detweiler. Scoops it on a hop. He's at the 20, and then he is blown up at the 23. Good tackle by Jeremiah Dorsey, the junior, in punt coverage. And it'll be first and 10 Axtell at the 23-yard line. So a turnover to start, then a touchdown for Axtell on their first 2 drives. Drive number 3 here in the opening quarter. 8-0 their lead. They got it first and 10 at their own 23. Ball far side hash. Detweiler in the gun. A receiver split to each side. That is Schmelzley in motion. They throw it here to the near side, and there is Schmelzley. He is ripped and thrown down at the 30-yard line. He'll gain 7. Casey Myers in on the stop, so a 7-yard pickup there for Schmelzley. His first catch of the night and his 18th reception of the season. Good for 7. It sets up second down and 3 at the 30. Near side hash. Detweiler in the gun. Schmelzley with him back there. 2 receivers here to the near side. 1 Eli Brockstrom. It's going to be an option left. Detweiler keeps it himself. First down and more. Gets to midfield. ripped down from behind at the 35 by McGinnis. He's down to the 34. It's a gain of 16 yards and a first down into Onega territory. So Axtell on the move, moving the chains with a 16-yard carry there by Detweiler. Detweiler came into tonight's game averaging nearly 7 yards per carry. He rips one off for 16 and a first down. Ball to 35 of Onega. First down and 10. Detweiler in the gun. Two left, one man right. Rockstrom, the man on the right side, going in motion. Now he stutters back here to the near side, and they flip it to him. He's at the 35, trying to get the edge. Good open field tackle inside the 30, maybe a few yards to the 27-yard line. There's a flag on the play, so this might be wiped out. What would have been about a 6-7 yard gain here to the near sideline might be coming back. Waiting for the official to make the call. There it is, holding against Axtell. For the first penalty of the night against the Eagles, will negate on a 7-yard pickup. So ball goes back into the Eagles side of the field at the 39. We'll replay first down. So first down and 17 at the 39-yard line. Detweiler in the gun by himself. Slot man is Brockstrom into the right. Schmelzley, wide receiver left. Grady Bussing, wide receiver right. He's got some time. Now he has to elude some traffic. Abbott's nearly got him, and then throwing it on a rope and completing the pass. Hunter Lehman says incomplete, but they're going to say that is a pitch and catch inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. So it's a gain of 9. So they get some of the penalty yards back, obviously. So second down and 8, back into Onega territory, the 33-yard line. Detweiler in the gun. Brockstrom in behind him. Schmelzley in motion. They throw it to Brockstrom out of the backfield. He breaks one and then gets blasted at the 30 down to the 29. It's pitch and catch of 4 yards. Abbott's in on the stop. The first catch for Brockstrom. His 19th catch of the year. That leads the team. Then brings up third and medium. Third down and 5 from the 29. 2:53 and counting, first quarter. Axtell 8, Onega nothing. Axtell on the move once again, but needing to convert here on third down. It's going to be a design quarterback keeper. Detweiler makes a man miss and then tripped up. He's going to be shy of the first down. He gets to the 26 for a gain of 3. He's a couple yards shy of the first down. Fourth down and 2 coming up. So here's a big chance for the Onega defense to hold true and get the ball back. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Biggest play of the game to this point. Fourth and 2, Axtell at the Onega 26-yard line with an 8-0 lead. They break the huddle. Detweiler has two receivers split left. Brockstrom in the backfield, two is left. Hard count. No movement. Detweiler keeps it himself. He'll have a first down and a little bit more. Spins down near the 15. They'll mark him at the 16. He gains 10 on the quarterback keeper and move the chains for the Eagles. It's a first down. Now 4 carries, 31 yards here in the opening quarter for Detweiler. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 8-0 in favor of the number one team in 8-man D2, the Eagles of Axtell. Looking for more. In the red zone once again. Grady Bussing, the receiver here to the near side. They're going to send Schmelzley in motion. They fake it to him. Detweiler keeps it himself. He'll fall forward using his momentum across the 15 down to the 14 for a gain of 2. And it will bring up second down and 8 from the 14. Down to a minute 10 here in the first quarter. Multiple times this year, we've seen Axtell hang up 30 spots in the first quarter. Buffalo's doing a good job, kind of holding it true, but again, Axtell slowly this time, just methodically moving the ball down the field despite the one turnover early on. Schmelzley in motion. They're going to throw it to him that way on a screen to the left side. He's got a first down and more. He's going to spin away from a tackle. He gets thrown down inside the five and across the goal line for the touchdown. 14-0 Axtell. It's a 14-yard touchdown pass to Schmelzley out of the backfield. And extending the lead is Axtell with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. Touchdown pass number 19 for Isaac Detweiler. For Schmelzley, that is his team-leading eighth receiving touchdown of the year. Detweiler to the end zone. It's batted away incomplete, so the two-point try is no good. 41 seconds remaining in the first. Axtell 14, Onega nothing. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
92.1 KMZA.
We've got a score update for you, and our score update's brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Centralia on a six-game winning streak. They have wrapped up the District 2 title in Class 1A, but they are struggling on the road. They're down two touchdowns to Wabunsee. The Chargers are a very good squad as well. They are 5-2, and will be in the postseason, but Larry Gladsick's team in a little bit of a hole early on the road. And again, our score update's brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. 41 seconds left here in the first. Axtell just getting another touchdown. This one, a 14-yard pass from Detweiler to Brandon Schmelzley. Two-point try, no good, and it's 14-0. Again, with 41 seconds remaining here in the first. Back to receive, Cade Schwant, the senior running back for the Buffaloes. Now down 14-0. As this one's booted away, it's a line drive kick, and it's going to just creep across the goal line into the end zone for a touchback. So it'll be first and 10 at the 15 for the Buffaloes. Game tonight brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Axtell, a 14-0 lead here at Onega, final week of the regular season. Buffalo's looking to get some momentum here. 41 seconds to go, down two touchdowns. They have struggled here to start offensively. They've had two drives and two punts. Haven't had much success moving on this Axtell defense. Fisher, first and 10 at the 15, under center. Give this to the running back, across the 15, out to the 16-yard line. That's Cade Schwant, the senior. Out to the 31-yard line for a gain of, or sorry, not the 31, the 21-yard line for a gain of 7. That's his first carry, and brings up second down and 3. Correction ball at the 21-yard line, so credit Schwant with a 6-yard tote. Second down and 4 from there. Final 10 seconds. This is probably going to be the last play of the first quarter, and it will be. So it'll run out the clock at the end of the first quarter. Number 1 Axtell, 14. The Buffaloes, nothing. Back for the second quarter of action in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Call 785-336-3528.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Candleland Radio.
Welcome back to our game of the week. 8-man D2, number one, Axtell, a 14-0 lead here at Onega as we get set to start second quarter of action. Another game to update you on, Hiawatha, 3-0 lead over Sabetha, a game on 103.9 as well as the Sabetha channel. Score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Start the second quarter, switch sides of the field. Onega working from left to right now. They have it second down and four at the 21. McGinnis, a nice push. He'll have a first down across the 25. Forward progress to get him to about the 27, maybe the 28-yard line. So a gain of about seven, maybe eight. And it's a first down for the Buffaloes. Now four carries, 9 yards for McGinnis. That was his longest run so far of the game. He came into the game averaging nearly 140 yards per game on the ground. 5 of 7 games this year, McGinnis has gone over the century mark, but just 9 yards here early into the second quarter. But a good one there for seven. First and 10 at the 28 for the Buffaloes. Down 14-0. Not quite a minute into the second quarter. Fisher rolling out here to the near side. It's a fake option. Makes a man miss, and then not the other one. Tackle made by Evan Bussing, but not after a gain of about 7 yards out to the 35-yard line. Bring up second down and three. Fifth carry for Fisher. He's at 19 yards on 5 carries. So second down and three at the 35 for the Buffaloes. Certainly taking their time. Know how prolific the Axtell offense is. Get to the line, ball inside the hash marks, double tight set with two RBs. They go to McGinnis this time. He's got room, and then I think he lost the football. That ball is stripped out. Now the scrum begins. Axtell saying they have it. And Onega covers it up at the 37, near disaster. Jeremiah Dorsey, the center, is the one who saved the day for the Buffaloes. So it's inside Axtell territory at the 37, so it's an 8-yard gain. But near, again, disaster. Dorsey saved the day, the center, jumping on that ball and keeping the drive alive. So into Axtell territory at the 37-yard line, first and 10. That was the 12th fumble on the year for the Buffaloes. Obviously, 11 before that, they had lost 6 of those 11. Now 12 fumbles, and half of those have been lost. But they caught a break there. It's Myers in motion. Fisher's going to keep it himself left side and finds a little bit of a crease to the 35, maybe 2. That's about it. It'll give Fisher 2 yards, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 8. Grady Bussing in on the stop. Ball to 35, far side hash, 9:30 to go, first half. Axtell leading 14-0. Buffaloes taking their time, as mentioned before. Just trying to use this clock to their advantage. Now, down a couple of touchdowns, certainly a long way to go, but needing to try to find some points and some momentum at some point, I would believe, here in the second quarter. Fisher under center, right up the gut, McGinnis, pushing and immediately ripped backwards. Detweiler in there on the stop. Grant Bussing in there as well. He gets 2. Third down and 6 coming up for the Buffaloes. So 12 of the 13 carries so far offensively for Onega. 6 to McGinnis and 6 to Fisher. The other one was to Kate Schwant. Obviously, this is the two-headed monster. Third down and six. Inside the Axtell 35. 8:25 clock moving second quarter. 14-0 Axtell. Breaking the huddle. A little bit of a breeze picking up, but temperatures rather calm here tonight. Some movement up front, but no flag. Fisher takes the snap. McGinnis once again over left guard. Falls forward to the 30. He's going to be shy of the first down. He'll gain three, and now it's fourth down and three. So a huge fourth down and three play coming up for the Buffaloes. Down 14-0. Not quite halfway into this second quarter. They have it at the Axtell 30. They need the 32, or I should say, they need the 27 for a first down. Big play in this game. Fourth down and three at the 30-yard line. Fisher under center. Takes the snap. They're going to run our option here to the near side. He gets the edge. He has the first down and pushed out near the 20. So needing three, and Zach Fisher picks up nine, and a big first down for the Buffaloes offense. Isaac Dentweiler there to maybe save a potential touchdown if he caught the corner at the 20, but he's pushed out. First down and 10 at the 20. Now in the red zone is Onega. They need to capitalize here, down 14-0. Fresh set of downs. Fisher up to 30 yards rushing here in the first half on seven totes. Ball on the near side hash. Abbott's the tight end right. Myers tight end left. And a pre-snap penalty. And we got movement up front. Onega's clapping, and it's going to be an offsides against Axtell. So Axtell picks up their second penalty here in the first half, and that'll move it to the 15-yard line, first and five.
Frankfort up 24-0 over Lynn late in the first.
Late first quarter. Frankfort's a 24-0 lead over Lynn. They have already locked up the runner-up spot in this district behind Axtell. And what a job by the Wildcats, looking to win their sixth game of the year. They'll host Lakeside Downs in the opening round of the playoffs next week. So Wildcats trying to gather momentum. First and five, a rare drop back, throwing towards the end zone for Abbott, and well out of reach, even for Jason Abbott, who's listed at 6'4". That was well overthrown. And an incomplete pass. The first pass thrown for Onega tonight, and it's incomplete.
Nemaha Central up over Republic County 14-0 late in the second.
Nemaha Central, a 14-0 lead over Republic County. Thunder looking to finish the year 6-2. Of course, all of our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. After the incomplete pass, second down and five for the Buffaloes at the Axtell 15-yard line. They trail 14-0, 7:11 to go, first half. Fisher to McGinnis, right up the middle, another flag tossed in late. It's a couple of yards, that's about it, but we'll see what the flag is. Flag was thrown by the backside judge right as the tackle was being made. What would have been a 2-yard gain, we'll see. It's going to be holding against Onega, so they're going to take this penalty and back him up 10 yards. That's the second penalty for the Buffaloes here in the first half, and both have been via the hold. That's a costly penalty there. You're inside the 15-yard line. Now it backs you up to the 24, and it's second down and 13.
Well, Muncie up 21-7 on Centralia.
So we'll see if the Buffaloes can make up for that costly penalty there. Now second and long, second and 13 at the Axtell 23. Fisher in a pistol set. Man in motion here to the near side. Takes the snap, fakes left, comes back here right. Following Abbott, and then crossing the 20 down to the 17-yard line, so a couple of those yards are back, but third down and eight coming up after a gain of five. So give them 6, actually. 3rd and 7 coming up here for the Buffaloes inside the Axtell 20, the 17-yard line. Halfway into the second quarter, 14-0 Axtell. Buffaloes trying to get some points on the board, but facing 3rd and 7. Fisher under center takes the snap, running left. He's going to keep it himself, and not much, and that ball falls onto the turf, but they're going to say Fisher was down by contact. Detweiler in on the stop, and not much. That's a yard for Fisher, and now 4th down and 6 coming up for the Buffaloes at the Axtell 16-yard line. They converted on a 4th and 3 earlier in this drive, and Onega's wanting to talk it over. They'll burn a timeout. 5:23 to go, first half. 14-0 Axtell. 4th down and 6 coming up for the Buffaloes. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get ready for upcoming fall and winter projects with Milwaukee Tools and a Milwaukee Tools special at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Stop by now and see their selection. Milwaukee has a new M18 fuel compact vacuum, and it's optimized for job site debris cleanup. The Milwaukee Tool Sale through October 31st. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca at Hiawatha Farm and Home.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Your sports authority, guaranteed Kansaland Radio. Kirk Gilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman here in Onega as the Buffaloes playing host to the number one ranked Axtell Eagles, an 8-man Division II ball. 5:23 to go, first half. 14-0 Axtell. Big play here for the Buffaloes offense. They're facing 4th down and 6 just outside the Axtell 15-yard line. This is the third drive of the game offensively for the Buffaloes. Their first two both ended in punts. They've already converted on a 4th and 3 earlier in this drive and now needing to get 6 on another 4th down. Ball near the left side hash. I formation, double tight set. Here's the snap. Fisher's going to drop back to pass. Detweiler hits him on the blitz. Abbott's catching it inside the 5, and he might be in the end zone. Touchdown! Jason Abbott, the 6'4 senior, catching it in stride across the 5 and gets spun into the end zone, and a huge touchdown for the Buffaloes, cutting the Axtell lead to 14-6 with 5:15 to go. In the first half, just the second pass of the game thrown by Zach Fisher. This one complete for 16 yards and a score. Abbott's now his team-leading 4th receiving touchdown of the year. They'll go for 2. Fisher in the gun. Receiver split to each side. It's just going to be a quarterback keeper. Gets away from one, plowing his way across the goal line, and he gets the 2. So the Buffaloes are within 6. 14-8 Axtell, 5:15 to go. Pause for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Your home for Northeast Kansas high school sports. Kansaland Radio.
Onega on that drive. 65-yard touchdown drive. They converted 2 fourth downs, including 4th and 6 from the 16-yard line. A 16-yard touchdown pass from Zach Fisher to Jason Abbott. The 2-point conversion was good. And don't look now. It's a 6-point game. Axtell leading 14-8 with 5:18 to go, or correction, 5:15 to go in the first half. Abbott will get set to kick this one away. Brandon Schmelzley back deep, standing at his own 10-yard line. So that was a monster response by the Buffaloes, getting a touchdown and a two. Abbott will kick this one away from left to right. It's off the hands of Broxterman, but Schmelzley picking it up far side, gets across the 20, has a lot of room, and a very good return out near the 35, and then spun out of bounds at the 37, so just shy of midfield. A very good return, again by Schmelzley, and first and 10 for Axtell coming up. Looks like they'll mark him at the 35. First and 10 at the 35 for the Eagles, leading 14-8, just over 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Detweiler in the gun, takes the snap, looking to pass, and then we get a whistle and a stoppage of play. Looks like movement up front, and it's going to move it back 5 yards. False start against Axtell. That's their third penalty here in the first half. So it's now going to be first and 15 back at their own 30. The Buffaloes now have some momentum. Still plenty of time here in the second quarter, trailing just 14-8. Evan Bussing, the receiver, split near side. Two to the far side. Detweiler in the gun. Schmelzley moving out in motion here to the near side. They fake it to him. Detweiler keeps it himself. Falls forward. Good tackle there by Abbott to eliminate a few extra yards. It's going to be a gain of a 4, so not quite all the penalty yards back there for Detweiler. We'll bring up second down and 11, just shy of the 35-yard line. Clock moving now at 4:40 to go. Detweiler in the pistol, Schmelzley behind him. For correction, Schmelzley's here to the near side. And a receiver to the far side as well. Has time. Pump fakes. He's going to take a shot. Downfield. It is dropped again at the 20. This time by Brandon Schmelzley. Evan Bussing dropped a potential touchdown in the first quarter. That was in stride to Schmelzley, and he would have walked in for 6. The second big drop here in the first half. Those are killer. Detweiler 5-7 now passing, and both of those drops would have been touchdowns. Stops the clock at 4:20. 3rd and 11. Shy of their own 35. 14-8 is their lead, but it's a chance here for the Buffaloes to make a stop. Showing blitz. They'll send 4. Man in motion. Detweiler spinning away. Look at the athleticism. Throws it here to the near side. It's caught by Schmelzley at midfield. Then shy of the 35, a late flag is thrown. The pitch and catch is near the first down marker, but this might be coming back. Boy, the athleticism for Detweiler is wild. He had Race Fisher screaming down at him, and he spins away and then throws it all the way back here to the near sideline, and then Schmelzley went up high to pull it in at the 40 and then got about 4 or 5 more on the run after catch. But again, there is a flag, and they're going to wave it off, so no penalty. So again, it all depends on the spots. And still unsure, it's a first down. So they finally make the signal. It's a gain of 12 to Schmelzley. His fourth catch already in the first half. He's got 4 for 42 and a touchdown. So a big first down into Onega territory at the 35. First and 10. Under 4 to go, first half. Detweiler in the gun. Throws it to the far side. It's caught. Making a move at the 30 and a first down across the 25 down to the 24. That's Grady Bussing for 11, his second catch. And another first down. We'll give him 12. Officially on that pitch and catch. So at the Onega 23-yard line, first and 10. Under 3:40 to go. Detweiler fakes again, throws it here to the near side. This one's caught and ripped down at about the 15-yard line. That's Evan Bussing. Another good pitch and catch just shy of the first down. He gets 9. They'll give him 8, correction. Second down and 2 coming up. That's Evan Bussing's first catch of the night. Just outside the 15-yard line. Or I should say they have it right at the 15. Second down and 2. Near side hash. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the first half. 14-8 Axel. Trying to put some more points on the board before the half. Detweiler to throw again. He'll lob it to the end zone. A diving attempt, and it's incomplete. Good coverage by Zach Fisher and a near incredible catch by Brandon Schmelsley. Just off the fingertips, laying out for it. And it brings up third down and 2 at the 15. I like the shots there on second and short, taking a shot at the end zone. Because you know Axel ain't trying to field goal or punting it in this kind of scenario. So at the end of the day, you got two plays to get 2 yards. 2:51 to go. First half, their lead 14-8 here at Onega. It's been a good one so far, but the Eagles trying to tally some more. Pistol set, Detweiler takes a high snap, option right, nice fake, keeps it himself, gets the edge, gets to the 10, gets to the 5, and it looks like he's going to be out shy of the goal line. So let's see where the mark is. They mark him at the 1, so he gets 14, and it sets up first and goal at the 1 for the Eagles. Now 51 rushing yards for Detweiler here in the first half. Eagles threatening to put another touchdown on the board. They have it first and goal at the 1. They'll send 2 receivers here near side. Ball is on the far side hash. Axel looks left. Detweiler looking left, shouting to his wide receivers. He'll take a good snap. He'll just plow in himself. Touchdown, Axel. Detweiler again. Extending the lead to 20-8 with 2:43 to go here in this first half. Detweiler, another touchdown. That's his 19th rushing touchdown of the year. They will go for 2. So a big touchdown for the Eagles late here in the first half to get it back to a 2-score game. We'll split 2 out here to the near side. Detweiler takes the snap. Another fake, keeps it himself, and he scoots into the end zone for 2. 2-point conversion is good. 22-8 in favor of Axtell. 2:43 to go first half. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account. So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
The 45-yard touchdown drive for Axtell. Getting it back to a 2-score game. It was a 1-yard touchdown run by Isaac Detweiler. His 19th rushing touchdown of the season. They get the 2-point conversion, and it's 22-8 in favor of Axtell with 2:43 to go in the first half. So a big opportunity here, though, for the Buffaloes. 2:43 to go. Down 22-8. And they'll get the ball to start the second half. So they can really put themselves in a good spot if they can get some points here and then potentially points to open up the third quarter. Don't forget the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show coming up. Once we conclude here in the second quarter, get you caught up on what's happened to this point, get you some stats, and trying to get you some scores from around the area as well. So that's coming up here in a bit on the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. Detweiler approaching, boots this one, shanks it to the right, and that's out of bounds. That will draw the penalty. So we'll see if they back it up and kick again or take the field position. So it looks like they're going to take the field position instead of having them re-kick. So after the penalty, where it went out of bounds, good field position for the Buffaloes. They will have it at the 32-yard line. So 2:43 to go. You're in the first half. Onega trailing Axtell 22-8. They have it first and 10 at their own 32. Fisher under center. He takes the snap. McGinnis on the carry, left side, crossing the 35 and using his strength to get out to the 38-yard line for a gain of 6. Brandon Schmelsley in on the stop. Bring up second down and 4, just shy of midfield. Jason Abbott's running in late. Only one timeout's been used here in the first half. Onega took one on their touchdown drive to discuss that 4th and 6 play that ended up in a score. So Axtell with 3 timeouts, and Onega has 2. Just crossed 2 minutes to go. Second down and 4, shy of midfield. Fisher under center takes the snap. McGinnis here to the near side, makes a man miss, gets the edge, 35, and ripped down near the 32 of Axtell. That's going to be a first down run for Rylan McGinnis. He gets down to the 33-yard line for a gain of 9 and a first down. Minute 47, clock stopped. First and 10 for Axtell, or correction, Onega. They are at the Axtell 33-yard line. Near side hash, Fisher under center. Takes the snap. He's going to drop back to pass. Throws it here to the near side. Abbott has it, and a good open field tackle inside the 30. Zach Fisher completing that pass to Abbott. It's a gain of 5 yards inside the 30. Just the 3rd pass attempt for Abbott, or for Fisher, and that's the 2nd catch for Abbott in the first half. So 2nd down and 5 at the 27. Clock is down to a minute 16. Fisher under center takes the snap, spins it in his hands. He's dropping back again. Being chased, rolls to the near side, throws it towards the end zone, incomplete. Looking for Casey Myers, the senior. Stops the clock at 107. And it brings up 3rd down and 5 from the Axtell 27. So again, just 4 pass attempts here in the first half. 4 Fisher, 2 for 4, 21 yards, and a score. The touchdown was a 16-yard pass to Abbott on 4th and 6 on their last drive. Minute 7 to go in the first half. They're going to fake a toss. Fisher here to the near side, using his strength to crawl inside the 20. It's going to be a first down run of about 8 yards, down to the 19 with a minute to go. I think they said he was not out of bounds, so they got to keep it moving here because the clock is back on the move now at 54 seconds. First and 10 at the Axtell 19-yard line. Still got a couple timeouts. Clock down to 45. Fisher tossed to McGinnis. Makes a man miss. Nice cut inside the 15, down near the 14. It's a gain of 5, and we'll get a timeout. Onega's going to take a timeout with 37 seconds remaining in the half. They'll have it second down and 5. Maybe second and 4, so a gain of 6. Down to the 14. We'll take a quick timeout. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
You're tuned in, 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you for joining us for our area game of the week. Axtell with a 22-8 lead here at Onega. It is second down and four for the Buffaloes at the Axtell 14-yard line with 37 seconds to go in the first half. One timeout left for the Buffaloes. They break huddle. They'll have a receiver here to the right. That's Abbott. Myers, the receiver, split left. McGinnis in the backfield. Right side of Fisher. He's going to drop back to pass. He'll throw it towards the end zone and just shooting over his target. And Abbott's incomplete. Stops the clock at 34 seconds left. And it's third and four at the 14. Mentioned before, a really good opportunity if the Buffaloes can get points here because they will start the second half with the ball. Axtell won the toss. They took the ball and ended up fumbling after they had worked it down into the red zone. Obviously, it hasn't affected Axtell too much because they lead by two scores, 22-8. 34.1 seconds remaining in the first half. Third and four for the Buffaloes. The Axtell 14, we're going to get a whistle. And the Buffaloes are going to burn their final timeout. So we'll take another as well. Back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Buffaloes burning their final timeout, facing third and fourth, the Axtell 14-yard line, trailing 22-8 with 34.1 seconds remaining in the first half. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. We'll get you caught up on all the action from the first half if you're just joining us. Once we close up shop here in the second quarter on the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. What a big play here, third and four. You would expect four down territory. Don't want to give Axtell any time potentially with the ball. So third and fourth of 14, they break the huddle. Abbott's receiver right, Myers receiver left, McGinnis right side of Fisher in the gun. Takes a good snap. They're going to go to Fisher, keeps it himself, and then he can't get away. He's going to lose a yard or two. Good pursuit defensively. Owen Strothman, the first to hit him. And then Evan Bussing able to finish the job. It's a loss of two, and it brings up fourth and six, now down to 15 seconds to go. Now down to 10 seconds. They don't have any timeouts left, and they have yet to break the huddle. Now 5 seconds to go. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Boy, that was close. I think we got a flag on the play. They're going to get it off, and that pass is intercepted inside the five. I think the clock hit zeros before he snapped it. It's not going to matter. Again, waiting for the penalty. Again, just not executed very well by Onega. They were in a tough spot with no more timeouts, and the clock was moving. So they're saying it's a false start. So they're going to say the play did happen, and it turned into an interception, and that's going to end the first half. 22-8 Axtell at the break. It's now time for the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Our halftime show is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Welcome to the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. Battle of Twin Valley League foes here tonight. Eight-man Division II action. It's number one Axtell 22, Onega 8 here at the break. Let's get you caught up on the rundown on how this game got going. Axtell won the toss. They took the ball to start. They had one play for 28 yards, and then they turn it over on a fumble inside the red zone. Onega, though, getting it back on their first drive, unable to get much going. They had to punt away. And then on the second drive for Axtell, a drive capped off by Eli Brocksterman, a three-yard touchdown run. Two-point try was good. It was 8-0 Eagles, 8:50 to go first quarter. Onega's second possession ended in a punt as well. Axtell got it right back. They capped off another drive, a 14-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Detweiler to Brandon Schmelsley. That two-point try was no good. And late in the first quarter, 14-0, Axtell had the lead, and that was the score at the end of the first quarter. But then Axtell got a little bit, Onega at the beginning of the second quarter, got a good drive going. They converted two fourth downs, including fourth and six. And on that play, it was a 16-yard touchdown pass from Zach Fisher to Jason Abbott. They got the two-point conversion, and it was all of a sudden a 14-8 game with 5:15 to go in the first half. But Axtell, they went right back down the field, got a one-yard touchdown run from Isaac Detweiler, adding a two-point conversion try. 22-8, Axtell with 2:45 to go. So Onega, they got the ball back. The kickoff for Axtell went out of bounds, so Buffaloes had good field position to start with plenty of time. And, of course, getting the ball to start the second half, you saw an opportunity for the Buffaloes to really get themselves back in it. However, they work it into the red zone. They burn their timeouts pretty early in the drive. And then they were facing, after a third down play with the clock moving, fourth and six. And Onega stood in the huddle for a solid 15, maybe even 20 seconds before hustling to the line. And they were able to get a snap off right about the time the clocks looked like they hit zeros. But it was Zach Fisher ending up throwing an interception inside the 5-yard line, and that is how the first half ended. So the Buffaloes had a great chance, but not really executed very well, and instead of getting points on the board, they're down two scores here at the break. Again, 22-8 Axtell We'll continue after this in a moment. Again, our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires.
What do people like most, do you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holtown?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no dock fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have, so it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great deal.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
At Community Healthcare System, our family medicine expertise means we treat you like family. With locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland, and same-day appointments, we bring whole health to the whole family. Call 785-889-4272 for an appointment or visit chcsks.org for more info on how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Kirk Kilman back in the studio. I'm Brandon Sadman. Halftime score, Axel 22, Onega 8. Let's get you caught up on some of the first half numbers in this game. We'll start with Axtell, 83 rushing yards. They have 98 passing yards, so 181 total yards. Onega has 92 yards rushing and just 21 yards passing, and good for 113 yards. So both teams, decent numbers offensively. Axtell again outgaining Onega 181 to 113. Both teams do have a turnover. Axtell, their first drive, had a fumble. And then the very last play of the first half was the Buffaloes throwing an interception inside the five. Axtell, 4 penalties for 25 yards. 2 penalties, 20 yards for the Buffaloes. Get you some individual numbers here. We'll start with Axtell. Quarterback Isaac Dentweiler, he is 8 of 11 passing for 98 yards and a touchdown. He has also rushed 8 times for 52 yards. and a score. So he's got two of the three touchdowns. The other was a run by Eli Brockstrom. Brockstrom, that was his only carry of the first half. Good for 3 yards. Brandon Schmelzley had one carry as well. That was good for 28 yards. That was actually the one carry right before the fumble for Axtell on the opening drive. They've done a lot of damage through the air. Schmelzley also has four catches for 42 yards and a touchdown. Brockstrom a catch for 4 yards. Evan Bussing has one catch for 8 yards. And then Grady Bussing has two catches for 44 yards. And again, 8 of 11 passing for Detweiler, 98 yards and a touchdown. The running attack is Rylan McGinnis and Zach Fisher for the Buffaloes. Both very even numbers. McGinnis, 10 carries for 43 yards. And then Fisher has 11 carries for 43 yards. And then it was Kate Schwantz who had a carry in the first half as well. Good for 6 yards. Fisher at quarterback, just 2 of 6 passing for 21 yards. But that 1 for 16, that was good for a touchdown. The lone touchdown for the Buffaloes. Both of his receptions or completed passes going to Jason Abbott. 2 catches for 21 yards and a touchdown. In our score, Axtell 22, Onega 8. Continuing with our halftime coverage after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus. In Highland.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Getting closer to the start of the second half here in Onega as the Buffaloes trail number one Axtell 22-8 here at the break. Of course, our halftime coverage has been brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town with 110% price match guarantee. Again, that is 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Very big opportunity lost for Onega at the end of the first half. Axtell scored to go up 22-8. Just under 3 minutes to go. Onega got the ball back. Plenty of time. They worked it down the field, and miscommunication on a fourth down play with no timeouts left ended up having them rushing to the line of scrimmage to snap it just before the clock hit zeros and ended up throwing an interception inside the red zone. Buffaloes will get the ball to start the second half as both teams, again, out on the field warming up, getting set for the second half. They put up the extra three, so that'll wrap things up here for our halftime coverage. 22-8, Axtell in front. Coming up next, we'll start the second quarter, or I should say the second half of action. And again, our halftime coverage has been brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We're back in 2 minutes for the start of the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things? Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking! Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
FM KMZA.
Second half about to get going here in Onega as the Buffaloes trail Axtell 22-8. Buffaloes will get the ball to start the second half. Important drive, I would say, to start for the Buffaloes. Down two scores. They're right in this game, but I think Axtell gathered some momentum on their last touchdown drive and really could switch the game if the Buffaloes are unable to get points. And then when Axtell gets their opening drive of the second half, they end up going down and scoring. Then it's really going to be a tall task. So this is a big drive for the Buffaloes to start the second half. Kay Schwant back to return the kickoff for the Buffaloes. Detweiler set to kick this one away. He'll kick it from right to left. Whistle blows. Here's the run-up and the kick. The line drive kick, and Schwann drops it at the 6, but picks it up near side. He's at the 10, cuts back middle 15, working to the outside, and bowls his way across a couple defenders at the 20. And that is where Onega begins their opening drive here in the third quarter. First and 10 at the 20. About a 13-yard return for Kate Schwann. Big drive for the Buffaloes. First and 10, their own 20-yard line. McGinnis and Fisher combined for 86 rushing yards on 21 carries in the first half. They come out in an I formation, double tight set. McGinnis on the carry, has a little bit of room, and then he is lifted and driven back, but not after he picks up 5 yards to the 25 right down Broadway. And a good start, second down and 5 from the 25. Axtell will have 3 on the defensive front, Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, and Owen Strothman, the 3 defensive linemen, 2 standing. Another run up the middle. This is a dive play to Cade Schwantz. He'll be shy of the first down at the 29, but he gets 4. Brings up 3rd down and 1. They give him 3 to the 28, so it's 3rd and 2. As Jason Abbott's checking in late. Big 3rd down, 3rd and 2, 28-yard line, just getting going. Here in the second half, Buffalo's trailing Axtell 22-8. Looks like they go to Schwantz again, and forward progress just crossed the 30 for a first down to the 31. So he needed 2, and he got 3. Schwantz just got 1 carry in the first half. He's got back-to-back carries there, and a big first down, keeping the sticks moving here to start the third quarter. So first and 10 for the Buffaloes. They move here in the third quarter from left to right. Ball between the hash marks. High formation. Fisher under center takes the snap. McGinnis here to the near side. Makes a man miss with a stiff arm. Gets the edge. He's at midfield. 35 and out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Gain of 15 and a first down here to the near side for Rylan McGinnis. Big run, biggest of the night for McGinnis. 15 yards and a first down into Eagles territory at the 34. 10:02 left, third quarter. Axtell 22, Onega 8. Buffalo's trying to work a drive here to start the second half and cut into this deficit. Fisher, quarterback keeper, design, left side, cuts it back good, open field tackle. On the play, that was Owen Strothman going low and picking him up behind the knees and swinging Fisher back after just a gain of 1 yard to the 33, bringing up second down and 9. Strothman, very good on the defensive line, leads the team in tackles for loss, has a couple of sacks this year as well. Very good athlete on the defensive line for the Eagles. Second down and 9 at the 33. 9:20 to go, third quarter, clock moving. Fisher keeps it himself here to the near side. Spins away from 1 and then is roughed up out of bounds. Outside of the 25 at the 27. He'll gain 6 and it'll bring up 3rd and short. So McGinnis, Fisher, and Schwantz all have 2 carries on this drive. That one was good for 6. 3rd and 3 coming up, shy of the 25. Another big 3rd down play here for the Buffaloes. Fisher under center. And we get some movement up front, and the flag is thrown. Should certainly be a costly penalty for the Buffaloes. It is. False start. So from 3rd and 3 back to 3rd and 8. Just the 3rd penalty in the game for the Buffaloes. 2 in the first half were both holding penalties. So now it's going to change up the play, I'm sure. To 3rd and 8 at the 32. 22-8 Axtell, 9:13 to go, 3rd quarter. Jason Abbott will run in to direct the play to Fisher and company. They run a long ways to get to the line of scrimmage. They set. Fisher under center. I formation, too tight set. Here's the snap. Fake toss left. Fisher keeps it himself, and he is gobbled at the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing. Maybe a yard, and they will give him a yard, but now it's 4th and 7. So that penalty is potentially could be real costly if the Buffaloes aren't able to convert this 4th and 7. It's at the Axtell 31-yard line. I can't imagine they punt this away down 2 scores. Being in Axtell territory, I would imagine they go for it. Fisher completed just 2 of 6 passes in the first half, and it looks like Abbotts is back in punt formation. So Detweiler kind of hanging up close just to be sure, and they are going to run a fake. They snap it straight to Fisher, and he reaches for the first down, but I don't think he got it. He's going to be a yard shy, and Axtell's going to hold. He is a yard shy. They needed 7. Fisher gets 6. And it is a turnover on downs. So that penalty does do costly. So Axtell takes over with a 22-8 lead with 8:15 to go in the third quarter. Ball at their own 25-yard line. Here's a pitch here to the near side. It's Schmelzley, and he's got breathing room. Brandon Schmelzley, the freshman, is going to coast to the end zone. Touchdown, Axtell. You could drive a Mack truck through that hole created by the offensive line, and just like that, the lead is 20. 8:04 to go, third quarter. Axtell 28, Buffaloes 8. A 55-yard touchdown run for Brandon Schmelzley. Just his second carry of the game. Detweiler keeps it himself, and he tiptoes across the goal line for 2. So what a swing of events. 8:04 to go, and Axtell has blown it open. They lead 30-8. Here at Onega. We'll take a timeout, back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Milwaukee Tools have created a new vacuum, and you can see one at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. It's M18 battery powered, it's compact, it has 50% more sustained suction, and it's designed for job site cleanup with a 2-stage debris separator and a full set of accessories. And going on right now, see their Milwaukee sale. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Your project starts here at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Gansaland Radio.
Well, Brandon Schmelzley, what a night for him. He takes it 55 yards on the carry right after Onega went for it, tried a fake punt on 4th and 7. They were unsuccessful, and then Axtell got it right back. And a monster hole for Schmelzley to work, and he was untouched. 55 yards, 2-point conversion good, and the game is swung. Axtell now leads 30-8. 8:04 to go here in the third quarter. Schmelzley now 2 carries, 83 yards, and a touchdown. He's also got 4 catches for 42 yards and a touchdown as well there. So now Onega's in some hot water. I think the ball went out of bounds, so they're going to have to back this up, and I think they're going to re-kick this one. So they'll move it back to the 25 to re-kick this one. It's the second time that Detweiler's kicked it out of bounds. First time they just took the penalty and the yardage. This time they'll move it back and make them kick again. Kate Schwant back to return for the Buffaloes. Thank you. Here's the approach. There's the kick. It's a low line drive kick, and it goes under Schwant, and he better hopes that goes into the end zone. Oh, he picks it up at the one. What a terrible, terrible decision, and now they stop it, and they're going to throw a flag. They're going to say it is a touchback. Boy, that is a huge break for Onega. That was really close to being a very disastrous kind of play for the Buffaloes, but bailed out by the officials. They're going to say it did cross the goal line and is going to be a touchback. So they will start at their own 15-yard line. So Axtell now in control, leading 30-8, 7:59 to go. The swing at the end of the first half and start of the third quarter is the difference in the game. Fisher in the gun. He's going to keep it himself. He runs the left side, cuts it up for a few yards, maybe three, shy of the 20. We'll get him at the... gets to the 18 for a three-yard gain. Second down and seven at the 18-yard line. Now you really need points on this drive if you're the Buffaloes. Down 22, 7:30 to go. Here in the third quarter, you can't imagine you keep Axtell off the scoreboard the rest of the way their offense not only tonight has played, but all season, the way they have played. Just got to try to execute some drives and get some points. Fisher a fake to Schwantz and the handoff to McGinnis. And for progress, maybe a yard to the 19, but that's about it. So second down, or correction, third down and six coming up. So quickly, a key third down. Third and six, their own 19-yard line. Josh Martin, the senior, checking in. Haven't seen much of him tonight, but he is on the field for this third and six play. Clock under 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. And the Buffaloes convert here on third and six. Down 22. Fisher under center takes the snap. It is McGinnis, and he is tripped up and ripped up. Not much. Lucky to salvage two. He was hit a yard behind the line of scrimmage. But the strength... able to keep him up on his feet for a minute, and then he's driven back. So it's a gain of two, and it's now fourth down and three at the 22-yard line. Well, this is certainly one you absolutely need if you are the Buffaloes, but... they're going to go ahead and punt it away. I understand for sure. You aren't deep in your own territory. That is a low snap. It skips back to Abbott. Probably his best punt of the night. Good distance, and then it's out of bounds, but still Axtell will have really good field position. Let's see where they mark him out. Just shy of the 35 of Axtell at the 34. Is where Axtell will start first down and 10. So first and 10 Axtell at their own 34-yard line, leading 30-8 with 5:34 left here in the third quarter. Really a chance to put this one away. Man in motion, fake, pitch and catch to the far side, midfield, first down grab to Onega territory at the... see, they mark him out at the 33. So a gain of 13. It's Bussing on the reception. That's Grady Bussing. Nine of 13 for 111 yards now. Detweiler standing tall in the pocket and throws it incomplete. Here to the near side is Evan Bussing, the intended receiver. And it brings up second down and 10. Clock stopped at 5:09 here in the third quarter. ball, a little shaded more to the far side hash. Send two receivers near side right. Now Wiley takes the snap. They run option here to the near side. He's got a lot of room, and he's going to coast. See you later. Touchdown, Eagles. Great block here on the outside. Detweiler finds the end zone, but there is a flag on the play. And bring this one back. It was a 33-yard touchdown run, but a holding penalty is going to negate that play. That would have really blown it open. Buffalo's still breathing a little bit as that one is called back on a holding penalty. Fifth penalty in the game on the Eagles, and that one pretty big itself. So now second and long back in their own territory at the 37. Second down and 20. Axtell with their own 37. Detweiler takes the snap. They're going to run the same exact play, and he's not going to score, but he's going to get good yardage here. Back into Buffalo's territory inside the 30 down to the 27-yard line. So on second and 20, he gains 16 yards. Nine carries now, 68 yards for Detweiler. Third down and four coming up inside the Onega 30-yard line. 4:38 to go, third quarter. Axtell with a 30-8 lead here against the Buffaloes. Detweiler again. He's going to have a first down, across the 25, down to the 22. He needed four, he gets five. So Axtell again, they have clinched the district title, trying to finish the year undefeated. They have been dominant all season long. Their closest game was 30-24. At Hanover back in late September. That was when Hanover was fully healthy. They have been decimated with some injuries, and then that's a fumble, but picked up by the running back in the backfield. Not a very smart decision there by Detweiler on the option. And I believe that was Broxterman. So no gain. He was able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Just the second carry for Broxterman. Kind of a botched option play. Second down and 10 at the 22 for Axtell. Leading by 22 with 4:02 to go, third quarter. Really outside the Hanover game, it's been all blowouts for the Eagles this season. Low snap, they pitch it here to the near side. That is Broxterman kidding the edge inside the 20, hit from behind and pushed by Abbott down towards the 15. He will be shy of the first down. So it's a gain of 7 yards there for Broxterman. Ball at the 15. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Axtell trying to really put the hammer down, up 22. And in the red zone once again. They just grind teams down. Buffalo's hung tough in the first half. Detweiler fakes, throws it to the flat. That is caught inside the five, making a man miss for the touchdown. It's Grady Bussing. 36-8, Axtell, 3:08 to go. It's a 15-yard touchdown pass. They will go for two once again. Now four catches, 72 yards. For Grady Bussing, his first touchdown tonight, his eighth receiving touchdown of the season. Option left, late pitch to Broxterman, gets the edge and finds the end zone for two. 30-point lead for Axtell, 3:08 to go in the third, 38-8 is our score. Back at a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
KMZA.
It's all Axtell now, 38-8, their lead here at Onega with 3:08 to go in the third quarter. This was a 22-8 halftime lead for the Eagles. And they have taken advantage of some costly mistakes by the Buffaloes. That last drive capped off by a 15-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Detweiler to Grady Bussing. Two-point conversion was completed by Broxterman, 38-8. Just over 3 minutes to go again in the third quarter. Detweiler set to kick this one away. Pretty good kick. Schwant catching it inside the five. Could have let it go into the end zone. He's going to run this one out. Stutters at the 15, works far sideline, and going to be shy of the 20. Looks like they'll mark him down at the 18-yard line, and that's where the Buffaloes take over here on this drive. Strothman in on the stop. So Onega first and 10 at their own 18-yard line. Down 38-8. It was a 14-8 game in the second quarter. It's been all Axtell since. Or number one Axtell. To blow the game open. Fisher in the gun. Takes the snap, design quarterback keeper, running here to the near side and gets away from one, but then he's blasted by Isaac Detweiler. Maybe a yard to the 19, and that's it. It brings up second down and 9. Clock under 2:40 here in the third. Good crowd on hand. Nice, cool fall evening. Here in Northeast Kansas, watching some TBL action. Number one team, an 8-man D2, Axtell. Dominant all season. And they're dominant here tonight. 38-8 their lead, under 2:15 to go here in the third. Second down and 9 for the Buffaloes. Good snap. Fisher drops back, looking downfield. He's going to take a shot. He has a man. It's Myers. It's dropped. Dropped at the 30. Detweiler chasing him. So Myers had a shot there at a big play. Instead, it's incomplete and third and 9 coming up. Again, the Buffaloes are not a team that throw it a lot. Just 7 pass attempts in the game for Fisher. He's just completed 2, although one was for their lone touchdown in the first half. There's a big third down play, third and 9, shy of the 20, Fisher back, design quarterback run, a lot of pressure to escape, he gets by the first line of defense, and he's going to be able to get a first down. That's a heck of a run for Zach Fisher. That play looked dead to rights. He gets all the way out to the 29, we'll see where, well, it depends on the spot. It looked like he got the first down, but he may have stepped out shy. And they might be bringing out the chain gang. Nope, they're going to say it's a first down. So big first down for Fisher. Again, that play looked dead to rights, but needing 9, Fisher works his way for 10 yards and a first down. So just shy of their own 30-yard line, first and 10, fresh set. One of the Buffaloes trailing by 30, late third. Myers in motion. Oh, it's a high snap, but Fisher able to pull it down, and now broken play, just trying to make something happen, and he doesn't make much happen. He avoids the turnover, but he's going to lose 2. Second down and 12 coming up. Carries for 69 yards. in the game for Fisher. Came into the game with over 1,000 yards and 19 touchdowns. He has certainly been held in check by the screaming Axel defense here tonight. Clock down to a minute 22 here in the third quarter. Second down and 12 coming up. Fisher under center. Takes the snap. Fakes. Double fakes. Keeps it himself. He'll round the corner here to the near side, but wrapped up and brought down. Good open field tackle by Evan Bussing. He is knocked down short of the 35 at the 33 to gain a 6 for Fisher, and it brings up third down. So third and 6, maybe a short 6, a long 5, we'll call it. Final 37 seconds here in the third quarter. Again, it's all Axel, 38-8 at this point. Buffalo's certainly had opportunities in the first half, but costly mistakes have really hurt him in this game. Call it third and 5. Fisher with the play fake, and he's going to lose a couple. Grady Bussing in on the stop. It's a loss of 2, and it's now 4th and 7. That's going to be the end of the third quarter. So all Axtell, they were cruise control here in the third quarter, taking advantage of some mistakes by the Buffaloes. So at the end of 3, number 1 Axtell, 38, Onega 8. Fourth quarter's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Now, 4th down and 6 for Onega. Down 30 points here to start the fourth quarter. Fisher's back to pass, scrambling away, and down he goes. It's a quarterback sack. That's Rylan Bussing, the freshman. His second sack of the season, and it's a turnover on downs. And Axel, with a 30-point lead, gets it right back at the Onega 25. Now, it's just been a tough go, really, since about midway through the second quarter for Onega. They had it to within 14-8, but it's been all Eagles ever since. They lead it 38-8 just starting here in the fourth quarter, and they got it 1st and 10 at the Buffaloes 25 after the turnover on downs. Detweiler to pass. Why not? Going to take a shot down the middle of the field, and it's incomplete, and then a late flag is thrown. They're going to call pass interference on Hunter Lehman, the sophomore. Just a little bit of a bump. I don't even think it was a catchable ball. The ball was uncatchable. It was way overthrown. And to me, this is a absolutely horrendous call. I mean, it's not going to really have any outcome on the game. It's a 30-point game, but just from a sports standpoint, I'm not sure how you can make that call. The slightest of bumps. And there was really nothing at all, and it's going to cost Onega more yards. And now Axtell is in the red zone. Now it's 1st and 10 at the 12 after a horrendous penalty. Not on Onega, but call by the officials. Detweiler takes a low snap, pulls it up from the grass, breaks away from a couple tackles, throws it to the backside. Nobody there. Touchdown, Eagles. It's Eli Brockstrom on a 12-yard touchdown reception. And Axel continues to put it away. It's 44-8 with 11:40 to go in the game. Get ready to go for two. Brockstrom, his second catch on the night. This one 12 yards and a touchdown. His third receiving touchdown of the year. Detweiler fakes. Option left. There's the pitch. Makes a man miss. And Schmelzley is in for two. 46-8, Axel. 11:40 to go in the ball game. Take a break. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Kansaland Radio.
Axel now leads by 38. It's 46-8. Eagles in control here at Onega, just 20 seconds into the fourth and final quarter. That last touchdown, 12 yards from Isaac Detweiler to Eli Brockstrom. And just a monster night once again for the junior quarterback for the Eagles. Everyone contributing. Brockstrom a couple of touchdowns. Brandon Schmelzley has a touchdown as well. He's got a couple of touchdowns. Grady Bussing has a touchdown as well. And they've just been in control since about midway through the second quarter. Detweiler to kick this one off from left to right, right into the hands of Schwant. Schwant right down the middle, gets across the 20, breaks a man, makes a man miss at the 25, and he'll be upended at the 28, maybe the 29. Strothman in on the stop. It'll be first and 10 Buffaloes at their own 28-yard line. The Buffaloes take over down 38 points here early in the fourth. Haven't seen a Hanover Wetmore score, but as long as Hanover takes care of business, then Hanover will have the 3 seed out of this district, and Onega will be the 4 seed. Here's a handoff up the middle, forward progress to the 30-yard line. That is McGinnis. That one good for 2. And it's second down and 8 at the 30-yard line. So again, keep it locked in tonight. Of course, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show will follow our broadcast. Get you caught up on all the games in the area. And then stay up to date early next week with us once we get the brackets and all the games situated as well. Fisher the snap. Pitch right. McGinnis gets to the 35 and falls forward to the 36 for a gain of 6. Bring up third down and couple of yards, third and 2. We'll give him 7. 16 carries, 76 yards now for McGinnis. We'll call it third down and 2 on the 37, so a few yards shy of midfield. Just over 10 minutes to go in the game. It's been all Axel. Lead by 38. McGinnis again and breaking one, but gets back to the line of scrimmage, and he is ripped down. It's going to be no gain. Yeah, they give him a half yard. It'll be fourth down and 1. Grady Bussing in on the stop. So they give him 1 with forward progress. Now fourth and 1 at the 37. Under 10 minutes to go here in the game.
Hanover beat Wetmore 52-6.
Hanover did defeat Wetmore tonight 52-6, so Hanover looking like they're going to lock up the 3 seed behind Axtell and Frankfurt in District 3, and that means Onega will end up the 4 and will go on the road and play a top team next week. And McGinnis gets the first down on 4th and 1. He needed 1, and he got about 3. So move the chains, and Axtell will stay on defense a little bit longer. 9:11, clock moving, 4th quarter, 46-8 Axtell. Of course, this weekend as well, sub-state volleyball and regional cross-country taking place tomorrow as well. So playoff football starts next week, state volleyball and state cross-country coming up as well. So a lot going on here to wrap up the fall sports season. McGinnis again on the carry, across the Axtell 35 down to the 33-yard line. It's a gain of about 6, and it brings up 2nd down. Now 19 carries, 87 yards for McGinnis. In 5 of 7 games, McGinnis has gone over 100 yards. And he's close to at least hitting the century mark again. I don't think either team is in any hurry at this point. Buffalo's just taking their time, trying to gather a little momentum going into their road playoff game next week. Looks like there is a new quarterback in the game as McGinnis gets the call again. It's Hunter Lehman who took that snap at quarterback. McGinnis just shy of the first down. He got 3 there. So ball at the Axtell 30. He needs the 29 for a first down.
J.C.
Down and 1 coming up.
JCN beats Jackson Heights 8-7.
Wow, Jackson Heights and Jeff County North just ended. Jeff County North 8-7. JCN, so they lock up the 2 seed in District 2 in Class 1A behind Centralia, who last check was trailing by 14 at halftime at Wabunsee. Give to McGinnis, right side. He's pushed out of bounds. He is close to a first down. We'll see. It depends on the spot. And they're not going to give him anything on the play. He didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. So it's now 4th and 1 at the 30. Clock stopped at 7:19 here in the 4th. Looks like Fisher is back in at quarterback. Hunter Lehman took a couple of snaps there, but Fisher is back in. So 4th and 1 at the 30. Fisher gets the first, keeps it himself on a keeper. A little quarterback sneak. At least from here, it looks like he got the first down. And it is a first, so needed a yard and maybe got a yard and change. Ball at the 29 of Axtell. 1st and 10 for the Buffaloes. Again, trailing 46-8. Approaching the final 7 minutes here in the ball game. Head over to mscsports.net if you want to find out that information on sub-state volleyball and regional cross-country taking place across the state tomorrow. A lot of area teams had really, really good seasons. Expect a few of those teams to punch their tickets potentially 2 state tournaments next week. Fisher under center on 1st and 10 at the 29. Play fake, going back to pass. Throws it here to the near side. It's tipped and incomplete. Pass intended for Josh Martin out of the backfield. It'll bring up 2nd down and 10. Tough day throwing for Fisher. Just 2 of 8 passing for 21 yards. One of those was a touchdown to Jason Abbott's in the first half. The lone touchdown for the Buffaloes. Clock stopped here at 6:35 in the 4th quarter. Fisher under center. 2nd and 10. Pitch right. McGinnis makes a man miss. Following his blockers. Creeping up near the 25. Maybe forward progress. We'll end it right there. So a few yards, it'll bring up 3rd down. See where they mark him. He gets 3 yards. So it's third down and 7. McGinnis does need 7 yards to hit the century mark. That would give him 6 100-yard games in 8 games played. Pretty impressive numbers there. Under 6 minutes to go in the game, 3rd and 7 for the Buffaloes at the Axtell 26, trailing 46-8. It's been all Axtell since about midway through the second quarter. Fisher under center, takes the snap. He'll drop back to pass, 5-step drop, has some time, lofting it down the middle towards the end zone. It's picked off at the goal line and intercepted by Brandon Schmelzley. His 7th interception of the season. That leads the team by far, and it'll be a touchback, and Axtell will take over. It's the 2nd interception thrown by Fisher in this game. So the touchback puts Axtell at their own 15-yard line. First and 10 at the 15. Final 5:33 to go in the game. Detweiler in the gun. Takes a low snap. He'll still drop back to pass. He'll throw it down the middle. That one's caught. First down and more. All the way across the 30 to the 32-yard line for a gain of 17. It's Evan Bussing on the reception. And again, 17 yards and a first down and 155 passing yards now for Isaac Detweiler. 2nd catch for Evan Bussing on the night. Got 25 yards with those 2 receptions. Coming up on 5 minutes left in the game. It's been all Axtell, 46-8. Play fake. Detweiler again getting downfield, and that is caught at the 20. The 15, 10, 5, and into the end zone for another Axtell touchdown. 48 yards on the pitch and catch. It's Brockstrom again. What a night for Eli Brockstrom. Another touchdown. This is a 48-yard reception. And the lead is now 52-8. For Axtell, they'll go for 2. 4:54 left to go in the game. They'll pitch it, and it's good. And that's going to do it. That'll wrap things up. That'll close it out tonight. 54-8 is the final score. Game ends with about 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. So Axtell, number one team in 8-man D2. They cruise. Again, 54-8 is the final score. Our post game starts next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales.
I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens.
If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
Final score, Axtell 54, Onega 8. Eagles finish the regular season undefeated, 8-0, sweep the district and the TVL titles. Onega will limp into the playoffs at 4-4. They'll finish 3-3 in district play, 3-4 in TVL play. This game was close in the first half, about midway through the second quarter. It was 14-8 after Onega got a touchdown pass from Zach Fisher to Jason Abbott. But after that, it was all Axtell. They rolled the rest of the way, got a one-yard touchdown to take a 22-8 lead at the half, and then they got some big plays here in the second half. Axtell got a 55-yard touchdown run from Brandon Schmelsley, made it 30-8, got the ball back, and a 15-yard pass from Isaac Dentweiler to Grady Bussing, made it 38-8. That was the third quarter score. Early fourth, Isaac Dentweiler to Eli Brocksterman, 12 yards out, 46-8, and then icing on the cake, a 48-yarder from Dentweiler to Brocksterman, and 54-8, the final, ends with about 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. A lot to get to. Let's go through some of these game numbers as we look at the total stats in the game. 369 yards of total offense for the Eagles, 203 in the air, 166 on the ground. Onega finishing with 200 yards of offense, 179 of which were on the ground and just 21 through the air. A couple of turnovers for Onega, that definitely hurt him, had a couple of interceptions. Axtell did have an early fumble in the game, certainly didn't affect him in the outcome. Five penalties, 35 yards for Axtell, four penalties, 40 yards for the Buffaloes. A lot of stats to get to here. Isaac Dentweiler, a monster night again. He accounts for five touchdowns, 14 of 17 passing, 203 yards and four scores. Also had 10 carries, 73 yards, and a touchdown as well. Pretty spread out on the receiving end. Eli Brocksterman had three catches, 64 yards, and a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter. He also had three carries for 10 yards. Brandon Schmelsley had two carries for 83 yards, including a 55-yard touchdown scamper early in the third quarter. Grady Bussing also caught a touchdown pass as well. He had four catches for 72 yards. Let's go to Onega. The Buffaloes led by Rylan McGinnis. He had 93 yards rushing on 22 carries. Zach Fisher, 22 carries for 74 yards. Kate Schwann had three carries for 12 yards. Fisher passing, 2 of 9 for 21 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions. Abbott's had both of those catches, again, for 21 yards. Again, a lot of guys to go through here. We got some stats still to put together. Again, the final score, 54-8, Axtell. Take a timeout and come back with our Player of the Game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Whether you're having your first baby or your fourth, bringing a new life into the world is an amazing occasion. Community Healthcare System in Onega offers an unparalleled childbirth experience for moms and babies. personalized, inexperienced nursing care guides parents through labor and delivery in a secure, quiet, and comfortable environment. After birth, mothers and babies are cared for together in spacious private rooms to facilitate bonding as they receive support, ensuring babies are off to the best possible start. If you are expecting, call Community Healthcare System in Onega or visit chcsks.org.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
One final time as we continue our post-game show. It's now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Again, a big win for Axtell tonight to close out the regular season undefeated at 8-0. A lot of guys to choose from. It was spread out pretty quick. We'll go with a couple guys here for honorable mention. Eli Brockstrom had a big game, 3 carries, 10 yards, and a touchdown, but he had 3 receptions, 64 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Brandon Schmelzley also had a big day, 2 carries for 83 yards and a touchdown, 4 catches, 42 yards, and another score. But it's hard to pass up another big night from a guy like Isaac Detweiler. 14 of 17 passing for 203 yards and 4 touchdowns. He also had 10 carries for 73 yards and another score. So came into tonight with 36 total touchdowns. He accounts for 5 more. So 41 total touchdowns in 8 games for Isaac Detweiler this year. Again, 14 of 17 passing, 203 yards, 4 scores. 2 of those 3 drops were drops, by the way. And 2 of those probably would have been touchdowns. And then again on the ground, 10 carries, 73 yards, and a touchdown. So Isaac Detweiler is our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So coming up here in just a little bit, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Get you all caught up on the final week of the regular season here tonight. And a lot of games and playoff and district implications certainly on the line, but they'll get you caught up on all the scores from around the area. So stay tight and tuned to that as we are moments away from that as well. Again, one final time, final score 54-8 in favor of the Axtell Eagles. They'll head in with a lot of momentum to the playoffs next week. Onega finishing at 4-4. They will be the 4 seed out of this district and will go on the road in the playoffs. For Kirk Kilman back in studio, I am Brandon Tam, and thanks for listening. Final again, Axtell 54, Onega 8, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.